Well, we've got Way 31's Chris Tatum here with us to give us some updates on the Omicron variant and a few other things going on around in the area. I want to bring Chris Tatum from Way 31 on now. Chris, what's going on with the Omicron variant?
Yeah, you know what? Big news. Whole country talking about this very quickly. Omicron COVID variant now officially the dominant strain of the virus in the U.S. Health leaders say right now 3/4 of all new infections are this Omicron variant. This happened very quickly, so quickly, and these numbers going up so quickly that a lot of people, even right here in Huntsville and North Alabama, rethinking their holiday plans over this. President Biden concerned about it, too. He actually plans to address the nation at 1:30 this afternoon to talk about this Omicron variant and what the new concerns are as it spreads so quickly. Seems like we just heard about this Omicron variant, 3 weeks ago, and already the dominant strain.
Yeah, it's definitely taken over really quickly. And, you know, the president's supposed to be addressing this a little bit later today and talking about it. But, I mean, it's definitely taken over really quickly. Hopefully most of it will stay mild, at least from what we've seen. But
yeah, the thing is, it apparently spreads considerably faster than the other strains. And of course, right now, of course, all these vaccine makers are scrambling to see and to be sure that their vaccines are able to fight it. Of course, everybody right now saying on the health side, get your booster shot, because, you know, that third dose may be the essential tool to get around this one.
Yeah, and hopefully, especially those vaccines will help, even if you get it, that it'll keep the cases really mild. Yes. And keep people out of the hospital. But what else is going
Absolutely.
On here in Madison County with somebody who is stealing catalytic converters?
You know, that's become a big problem. Those catalytic converters contain several precious metals, worth a lot when you can sell them on the black market. And so this particular Madison County man stole one broad daylight in Meridianville earlier this month. He's going before a judge today. John Myrick is his name. 1:30 this afternoon when he's facing that judge, he's actually charged with breaking into a vehicle and also with criminal mischief. But just a sign of perhaps how far some people are willing to go and how bold some of these folks are getting at stealing these catalytic converters, just because, again, there are several expensive metals involved in the making of one.
Yeah, it's definitely showing the way that some of that stuff is changing. Thank you very much to Chris Tatum from Way 31. We appreciate you coming on here.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Yeah, it's interesting to see stories like that taking hold, especially because it shows how much is changing in the area and also the mentality toward some of that stuff as well, and even maybe how some people have gotten kind of desperate about things as well. So seeing a lot of that. Now, real quickly, we do have some tickets to give away to the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters coming up on January 13th at the Mars Music Hall. If you guys would like to win tickets, be the third caller right now, 866-494-WVNN, 866-494-9866. Call in for your chance to win those tickets to the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters coming up on January 13th. But like I said, with people becoming a little bit more desperate on stuff, we've also seen how there's a new poll out showing that there's like 78% of people thought the year was terrible. Now 70% of people think the year is terrible, but the White House disagrees. And they're like, no, we're doing better now than under the Trump administration, which just shows how incredibly short-sighted, but also out of touch the entire Biden administration is, and how they don't really care what's going on as long as they can just say, we're doing really well, guys. And one of the things that they keep out of this document and this memo where they say, life under the Biden administration is better than under the Trump administration, the things that they don't talk about are the Omicron variant, COVID in general, withdrawing from Afghanistan, some of the big points against Biden. Oh, also,
which, by the way, they held against Trump whenever Biden said no president who killed 220,000 Americans should remain president.
Also,
and we're triple that.
Another huge part that they ignore from this: inflation. So let's just ignore all of that and pretend like that doesn't exist, right? Because life is clearly better under the Trump under the Biden administration than it was under Trump. Price of the grocery store has gone up astronomically from everything. $4 now, and I hate it. I'll continue to complain about that.
The Yappy Program.